world coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can. In the situation room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that I say and check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up, we don't have to shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out of the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Good morning to you out there in radio land. We do want to thank you this morning for joining us in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that you've been having a good day today, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This morning we have a wonderful program for you. We have a program where we are focusing this morning on anger. We're focusing on anger because so many people have an anger problem. So many people have been wrong in the past, and they haven't been able to get over how they was wrong, how somebody done them wrong, and they haven't been able to shake it, and they still angry about it. A year done passed, 2 years done passed, 5 years done passed, and they still holding on to that anger. But today, we want to try to help you in the Situation Room to overcome anger. There's a great Bible teacher who have taught all over America by the name of Patricia Ashley. She have taught all over America, have taught in some of the largest churches in America. She have taught at a lot of women's conferences and things like that. And I have one of her tapes today that we want to listen to. Because if she ever come in the area, you definitely want to go and hear this lady speak. But you don't have to go anywhere right now, because we got a tape of her speaking on overcoming anger. So as long as you are in the Situation Room this week, you're going to hear this week in the Situation Room. All right, so get close to your radio and listen now as Miss Patricia Ashley speaks.
Lord, you are so good, and your mercy is everlasting, and your truth, it endures, it endures, it endures, and your mercy, God, it overtakes us. Your goodness and your mercy, it follows and overtakes us, and we are grateful this morning. We are grateful, God, we are so grateful. We're grateful that you are mindful of us, that you love us, and you demonstrated your love, God, by sending your son, Jesus. How we say thank you. Come on, say thank you. Hallelujah. God, we bless you today for Jesus, and we thank you for what we have in Christ. We thank you for the atoning blood of Christ. We thank you that it sanctifies, it sets us free. We thank you for the healing love that flows in the blood of Jesus that's reconciled us back to you, Father. We honor you this morning. God, I submit in your presence today. And I ask, Lord, that you bless this word, that this word would be planted into the rich soil of the hearts of your men and women, and that it would bear fruit in their lives. Let us leave this place changed forever, God. And only you, God, can do that. So we submit now in your presence. We yield and we say, God, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. The Lord is good. And some of this I think I've shared with the ladies in our women's conference, but I really want to share it with the whole family, because I really believe that this is a word that will heal. It healed me. I had gotten to a place in my walk, and some of you may be able to attest or testify to this, where I just hit a wall. I just hit a glass ceiling in my relationship, in my growth. I was reading the word. I was spending time in prayer. I was listening to praise and worship, singing songs, and just kept hitting a wall. And I knew that I was hitting a wall. And it's a dangerous place for you to be when you're in ministry. Because when you're out on the front line, you need a breakthrough. Because you make yourself a moving target. And so I began to cry out and I asked the Lord, I said, God, what is going on? The Bible says that when the righteous, those who are in right standing with God, cry out, that God will hear their cry. And he will come to their defense. And he will save them out of all of their troubles. And when I cried out, God heard my cry. And I want to share this message with you because I really believe that it is a gift that God has afforded us through the blood of Jesus, through the life, through the death, through the burial, and through the resurrection of Jesus, and through the ascension of the power of the Holy Spirit. God has afforded us this gift, and many of us have not received the gift and allowed for it to work in our lives. It's a gift that we've left unopened. And many of us have left it unopened because we don't even realize that we need the gift and that we need to open it. And I really believe that it's one of the greatest gifts. Jesus said he came that we would have life and that we have it more abundantly. And if we would be honest, just be honest, the word abundant means more than enough. It means more than enough. He says, I came that you have life and that more abundant, meaning more than enough. Not just peace, but more than enough peace. Not just joy, but more than enough joy. Not just power, but more than enough. You see, because it's out of the overflow of the abundance of his life in us that we impact other people. See, we're not just surviving, we're overcomers. Overcomers mean I overcame my stuff and I got enough when I got it. That in the overflow, you can have some. I really believe that's how we are true witnesses. Somebody said she chasing a rabbit. I was told it's okay to chase him as long as you kill him and bring him back. I promise you, this is gonna all make sense. It would be an affront to God if we not ever open this gift. And in a minute, I'm going to let you know what the gift is. Because for me, if anyone had asked me if I needed to open the gift, I would have said, oh, not me. I'm cool. I'm all right. But I still had hit that wall. It was like a glass ceiling. I had hit it. My prayers was just ritualistic. There wasn't an expression where heaven opened up and I communed and connected with God. And when you've had the experience of connecting with God, you know when you're not, if you're honest. And so as I cried out, God allowed me to know that I had some unresolved anger inside of me. And I thought, for real? Now, if anyone had asked me if I had a problem with anger, my answer would have been, no, not me. But what I had done was I had learned and I had mastered connecting with people who didn't wake it up. I had mastered staying out of circumstances and situations that provoked me to anger. You see, I knew what would, you know, set me off. If you live long enough and be honest with yourself, you and so you say, you know what? Your personality and mine, it don't work. So I'm gonna be a good sister at a distance. Amen. And I'll throw you a lifeline, but I can't bring you close up on me. Cause you'll wake up a sister girl inside of me. And I don't need her woke up. She needs to stay in the basement. But how many of you know if you stay long, saved long enough, the Holy Ghost will go in the basement and get sister girl? Amen. So I had the opportunity of going to a seminar. The title of the seminar was Anger Resolution, the name of the seminar. And I thought I would go just to get the information, because I knew some angry people. But as far as me, I was cool. And the seminar was held in Birmingham, Alabama. And I grew up in Montgomery, Alabama during the 60s. Amen. And now, if you are making the connections, you will understand where I'm going. Now, I really was clueless to the fact that I still had some Alabama unresolved anger in me. A lot of y'all still do too. In fact, the church at large does. We still got some Bama anger in us. Amen. God set me up. I had never gone to the Civil Rights Museum to just see it. And I believe every African American, every American needs to go, but especially every African American. I went to the museum and I thought, well, I'll do that during the day since I'm here in Birmingham, and at night I'll go to the conference. Never made the connection. As soon as we parked, there was a dog launching, a statue of a dog launching at a little girl. And the files popped back up. And let me tell you, I got so mad. And as I walked through the museum, I began to boil on the inside. You know, when you really want to be free, how many of you know if you really, really want to be free, God will set up and he will create an atmosphere to reveal to you just how in bondage you really are. When you really want to be free. Now some of us, we play around with this thing. We just don't want other folk to know that we are not free. But when you really in your heart want to be completely free, God will create an atmosphere. And when I walk through that museum, And I looked and I read and I saw the history of segregation and what Jim Crow really was, that those laws, they were real laws, y'all. They were real laws. And the more I read them, the angrier I became. I was so angry, I was fuming. Smoke was coming out of my ears. And as people passed, and let me tell you something, I was angry. I got angry with the folks in the museum. I got angry because there were more white folk in there looking at our history than there were us. I got angry that they were there. I just got angry. I still didn't connect the dots until that evening. I went to the seminar, and the seminar was being hosted by an all-white ministry. And the only black folk that were up in us in there was myself and the group that came with me. And listen, it's a mess to go try to get delivered from some bondage that you didn't know you had in the midst of people looking like the folk that's connected with your bondage. Oh, God will get it at the root when he really want to get it. And we have to sit there and eat that truth. And when I tell you the truth of God's word will destroy every yoke. And so I want to share with you just some of the information that changed my life. Can I do that? I want us to look at Hebrews 12:15. The word says that we are looking diligently lest, or we are to look diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. That's what bitterness will do. It will trouble you. And thereby many be defiled. Now, not only will it give you trouble, that root of bitterness, and the root of bitterness takes place as a result of unresolved anger. See, anger in itself is not a sin. But the sin enters in when you allow that anger to rest in your heart or in your mind, and you don't resolve it. It starts with an offense. It starts with an offense. Someone did something to offend you, whether they actually did it or it was perceived, but it was an offense. And then the word offense literally means a trap. The word offense, and when you hear the word offense, think of an apparatus, a trap. You know, like a mouse trap or where you trap animals. It's where the snare is set. The offense is the bait. But the trap is when you refuse to forgive the offense. Someone offended you and you neglected to forgive them. The offense, the pain of the offense caused agitation, irritation, aggravation of your soul, the wound, the impact of the acknowledging of the offense causes anger. When you refuse to forgive the offense, then it becomes a trap. That's why God says in the word that we are to forgive 70 times 7. Because when you do, it releases the trap. You forgive for what it does for you, not what it does for the offender. It doesn't let the offender off the hook. You forgive because it lets you off the hook. Because when the offense, the wound of the offense afflicts your soul and you refuse to forgive, somebody said, why does she keep repeating that? I want you to get it. because you are trapped. Now you can pretend it didn't hurt. You can suppress it. You can implode rather than explode. But the trapping me from what? Holding me from what? The gift of the abundant life that God has promised you. See, when we get saved, Satan doesn't give up. He says, well, he's going to miss hell. She's going to miss hell. But I can make sure that they never experience all that God has given to them as an inheritance because of their lives being hidden in Christ. I'll say this shrewd. He says, you won't spend eternity with me in hell. But a hellish life for a believer. A hellish life for a believer is to just miss living in the complete reality of what they've inherited in Christ. And because Satan, when he was Lucifer, he had an opportunity to be in the presence of the Most Holy One. He knows what we're missing when we are trapped. And so that's his strategy for us. Anger in itself is not a sin. It is only when we refuse to resolve it. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:26, says to be angry and sin not. The word says, let not the sun go down on your wrath. The reason you don't want the sun to go down on your wrath, see, most of us think that folk wake up on the wrong side of the bed. No, they went on the wrong side. You don't wake up on the wrong side, you go on the wrong side. Because whatever you go to sleep with in your spirit and in your psyche and in your soul, it has an opportunity to just saturate and just marinate in your heart and in your mind, and it'll set up an atmosphere. So you don't wake up irritable. You went to sleep irritable. That's why the Bible says don't let the sun go down, because when you let the sun go down on your wrath, you give place to the devil. And he'll build a stronghold. Romans 12:18 says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you. Now, you know what? I like the first few words of this verse. The first four words says, if it be possible. Hello. Meaning that, because you can't control other folk, there may be a possibility that they are so out of control with their anger and rage and malice and bitterness that it might not even be possible to live in peace with them. But if it be possible, if there's anything that you can do to create an atmosphere of peace, the Bible says, do that and live peaceably with all men. So we're instructed to do it.
All right, we're going to stop the tape there today, but we're going to pick right back up there tomorrow here in the Situation Room. So you make sure that you listen in, same time, same station here in the Situation Room. That was Patricia Ashley. She was dealing with overcoming anger, and she's going to be going a little bit further on tomorrow. So tune in for it. And tell a friend and tell a neighbor. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. And then at 12 o'clock, If you missed any of these programs, we'll begin to rebroadcast them. So In Your Corner will be rebroadcast at 12 and 6. Ghostbusters will be rebroadcast at 1 and 7. The Situation Room will be rebroadcast at 2 and 8. A Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 3 and 9. Unshackled will be rebroadcast at 4 and 10. A Deeper Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 5 and 11. So listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.